advanced surveying equipment is increasingly aiding police investigations. In Focus on Technology this morning, Ann Thompson reports how it's providing a true view of crime and crash scenes.
Documenting a deadly car crash or homicide has always taken a long time. You have to be painstakingly accurate, and the information must be presentable in court. New equipment and computer programs require fewer people and provide options for recreating what happened. Cincinnati Police Officer Stephen Fox pulls up data the traffic unit collected from a 2011 crash along 8th Street. He starts with a picture of what looks like hundreds of red and black dots. But on closer examination, they're actually codes.
You can see some things you might recognize as roadway lines. And as we get closer, you can see lane lines. And the codes I was talking about earlier, you can see some of the codes here. This code is EP, so it's edge of pavement. And it tells us that this is a starting point for one of the measuring lines, probably that line right there, which is the beginning edge of pavement.
The source for this overload of data is the Sokia Total Station, a $35,000 surveying machine with a laser-equipped theodolite, a measuring device, and a prism. Officer Fox stands outside the police academy and demonstrates.
The theodolite shoots a laser at the prism, and it reflects off the prism back to the theodolite, and that gives us a very accurate measurement, both the distance we are away from the theodolite, but also a horizontal and vertical 360-degree measurement, so which places us three-dimensionally.
The concept is not new, but the application and advanced computer equipment are. This theodolite can be operated by one person. It's robotic, so when Fox moves the prism, the line of sight for the theodolite also moves up and down. It is calculating distance using trigonometry and returning a couple hundred measurements a second. The Cincinnati Homicide Unit has a more advanced system called the Leica Scan Station. At $200,000, it's the same one used by Kentucky State Police and Sergeant Chad Mills.
It pretty much captures everything that you're looking at. If you were to stand in one position and simply turn 360 degrees, it captures everything in a line of sight up to and just over 1,000 meters. So you think about that, and that's a long way when you start talking about, was this important? Is this important? Is this important with the total station? And you've got to shoot all these different things, whereas the scanner automatically includes it into your scan.
What's important for a deadly car crash would be skid marks, debris, anything thrown from the vehicle, and so on. The total station and the scan station plot those things, and when investigators get back to the police station, they create the drawing or the video by masking those embedded codes. Cincinnati Traffic Unit Commander Lieutenant Bruce Hoffbauer can't imagine doing it the old way.
If we had to go back to the old days of taking a wheel and walking off on the roadway along a line and from a line and writing down with a pencil how many feet and inches everything is, it would... Sometimes I wonder how we ever got it done back then compared to now.
In the future, he envisions this 5 to 7 foot tall prism pole and theodolite on a tripod becoming handheld devices.
Think about calculators back in the 70s, how big a calculator was. And now we have them on phones and everything else. So I could see it become as small as a handheld device one of these days.
Look for this surveying equipment in other applications. GeoDataPoint reports movie makers faced with smaller budgets and fewer people are turning to spatial technology for special effects. Equipment like the scan station was used in the movie John Carter. You will also notice it in video games like Microsoft's Kinect and Xbox 360. For Focus on Technology, I'm Ann Thompson.